Welcome to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Coming up, an inside look at the business of Las Vegas. Stay tuned for interviews with the movers and shakers at the top and on the way up. Plus, Las Vegas sports, entertainment, restaurants, weather, and more. This is the Vegas Business Report, because there's no business like Vegas business. Now, here's Jeff Nathanson and J.J. Snyder.
And welcome to this all-live edition of the Vegas Business Report. I'm J.J. Snyder, happy to be here with my co-host, Jeff Nathanson.
Great day on this Saturday.
I'm telling you, we are thrilled to be broadcasting live from Studio A here at the NBA Summer League inside the Thomason Mac. What a treat to be here. And, you know, coming up this morning, there's just a vibe in this building, and we're going to be bringing that vibe to our show. And the vibe is the whole NBA, just a ton of teams, a ton of top picks, and a whole lot of action throughout the week. Speaking of action, I just want to shout out our WNBA three-time champs, the Las Vegas Aces. Okay, they are 17-7 this season, Jeff.
Yeah.
I've been to a few of the games. They're very exciting.
You were honored at one of the games.
Oh, I was.
I just want to share that.
Oh, it was an honor to be honored. And you know what? I'm going to be honoring them on Monday night because they are playing the Toronto Tempo. And I will just say the Aces, I think they've found their rhythm this season, so I'm not really worried about the tempo, if you know what I mean. But you know, the big conversation around basketball
is
here in Las Vegas, will we get an NBA team?
That is a great question. I mean, you know, we've seen, and you're talking about the Aces, and of course they've won championships, they've had parades, all of those things. And we're going to talk later with Tony Cordasco, who is a local icon in terms of sportscasting. He knows all the Vegas stuff going back historically and all that. So he is going to join us a little bit later on. Right here, JJ, at the NBA Summer League, what is amazing is this venue, right? So obviously, usually we're in a studio, which is a great studio with all the equipment and the great sound. But when you take the show on the road like this, it just gives it a whole different vibe. So at Summer League today, thanks to our friends at the NBA Summer League and Hall Pass Media, we are here bringing you Vegas Business Report from the NBA Summer League. So that's a lot of fun. So you're probably asking, well, what's going on, right? Well, here's the answer, JJ. There's 7 Summer League games today. The first one is going to start in just a couple of hours. That'll be on the court right behind us. There's 2 semifinals today because it's kind of a tournament, you know, the whole NBA Summer League. One's at 3:30, one's at 5:30. And the question is, can you watch this on TV? You can. They're on Amazon Prime TV, if that's your thing. But what I would tell you, JJ, is if you like basketball and you want to see it like a little more up close,
then
if you're like down in LA or even at T-Mobile or any of those other venues, UNLV is a great place to see it. And we've seen that during the week, people coming up. So if you want to come to Thomason Mac, again, we're live right now, so you can come down. I can tell you that right now. Come on down. There's a box office. If you're standing in front of the Thomason Mac looking at
them. Go to the right.
Exactly.
That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
When in doubt, go to the right down here at the Thomason Mac. No, I'm glad that you're sharing the enthusiasm for where we're at, because this really is kind of the center of the world for basketball right now. And there are, you know, about 24 hours left here. So it is still happening. Come on down. Some of these smaller venues actually in town, and I'll say Thomason Mac is smaller. I mean, it is when you compare it to Allegiant, but these are my favorite places to see anything because you get to be a little more up close and personal.
Yep.
Hey,
I was going to mention, do you want to mention it? Because this is Vegas, right? So we always talk about, 3 hours free at this casino, and so you can go to dinner. And
you're talking parking, aren't you?
The parking here at the Thomason Mac, and this is not like an exclusive, but I think it's worth sharing with the audience. The parking for the NBA Summer League is
free.
Absolutely free.
Very
exciting. Let me tell you, when you drive in and you just park, it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's not the money, it's like the convenience. So huge props, I think, to that whole team. It's free. If you're coming down here today to see the games, you can park for free. And it's not that, you know, it's hot today. It's going to be like 99 today or something. So it's hot, but having good parking like that for free, it makes it quicker. There's no one there to do it. So anyway, big show today.
Big show. Very exciting. It's live. Anything could happen. In fact, we just had a Metro officer walk through with a bomb sniffing canine, and I love dogs. So I'm a little bit, I'm like distracted.
Yeah.
You know what I also love, Jeff? I love comedy.
Yeah.
It's maybe my preferred form of entertainment. I just love to laugh.
And okay.
I'm so excited.
You're on the right show for sure.
for that. Laughing about business all day. But we also have a great guest, Kat C, the stand-up comedian. She was on stage last night at Jimmy Kimmel. She did two shows, got up, put on a dress and heels, and is joining us in just a few minutes.
So, wow.
So excited to talk about her. She's a fabulous stand-up, also a really cool chick. And you know what? We're going to dive into the business of comedy. Because you think, oh, you got to be funny. You got to do the comedy club circuit. But what does it take to make a living as a stand-up comic? And she's going to share that with us.
And she's playing at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club tonight?
Two shows tonight.
Okay.
So we're so happy to have her.
So now
us
we
on
can give
Vegas
people,
Business
like,
Report.
What do you want to do tonight in Las Vegas? There's all kinds of big stuff going on, but here's another option. We'll talk about that a little bit more. I want to remind everybody that we also are brought to you this segment in part by DBV Solutions. They help businesses adapt, innovate, and thrive. And if you want to visit dbvsolutions.com for more, they do a lot of interesting things. I know those guys, and they'll like go into a big insurance company and like modify and modernize their whole tech stack. So you save efficiency.
Wow.
Their efficiency is like legendary.
Efficiency makers.
Unbelievable for corporate. So dbvsolutions.com. And we're also going to have another popular feature later on today, too.
Well, our friend Ben McKee, who is the executive producer of this show, he's going to join us to talk about emotional intelligence. So Ben is the owner of a company called Reliable. You may have heard their spot just before the show started. But Reliable Environmental Services here in Las Vegas. And emotional intelligence is a very topical conversation to have amongst businesses. Him being a business owner, he loves to talk about this. He's always trying to kind of better himself, better his business, better his relationship with his employees. So we're going to break down what that is beyond the buzzword that you hear.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. It is 11:12 right now. We're also going to have an ABC Sports update in just a little bit coming up on this show.
About soccer.
Oh, well, I mean, I think they'll cover soccer. I think they'll cover the U.S. Open golf. There's a pretty good tournament going on there, too. Big consolation game today in the World Cup. That's happening.
Third place game
is happening today. And then, of course, the final with Spain and Argentina tomorrow. Do you have a pick on that? What's the JJ pick for the World Cup tomorrow between Spain and Argentina?
I mean, right now I feel like Argentina has the momentum, but I'm gonna defer to Tony Cordasco on that one.
Okay. He'll be coming up later for sure. Okay, perfect. So a lot going on for sure.
Also, I'd like to know what Tony thinks. I'd also like to know what our comedian Kat C thinks.
Why don't we ask her? She's in the building.
Everyone's gonna chime in on the World Cup today on this show.
Okay, perfect. Excellent.
But, you know, speaking of the business of soccer, how about just the business of business? Do you have a little update on the markets for us, Jeff?
I can absolutely do that. So for people that follow the stock market, right, the business of Las Vegas is also the business of the state of Nevada, which is also the business of the federal government. So how are things going? One metric, one barometer, JJ, is how the stock market performs. So we're just kind of looking back at, you know, there's no stock market today or tomorrow, but it's a Monday through Friday thing. So we just thought we would share with you yesterday the Dow Jones was down. Not good, down 0.77%, closing at 406. The NASDAQ lost 1.4% to finish down 361 for the day. Not a great day for the chip stocks. Some of the Friday laggards were Applied Materials, Micron, NVIDIA, Intel, really popular stocks, but they did not perform well yesterday. Berkshire Hathaway, which is ticker symbol BRK.B, a winner for the week. They had a very good week because a lot of people look at Berkshire and Warren Buffett's company as safe havens. Like, it's insurance, it's industrials, they're safer stocks. So you don't make a ton like you might in a chip stock, but people are looking at that as something to kind of hedge, you know, when things are up and down. So the other big story, and JJ, you'll appreciate this given your background in entertainment for so many years, Netflix, they reported their earnings and their forecast, and their stock went down Friday 7%. So you think, well, Netflix is great. I watch it all the time. But they had numbers that were a little bit less in terms of their forecasting, right? Their expenses were huge. They bought Ben Affleck's company. They're paying for all the production. So the market reacting to that a little bit, saying, okay, the numbers are okay, but the stock market, as you know, is a lot of emotion. You're talking about emotional intelligence. So it's a lot of that. So Netflix went down. They closed at $68.95 on Friday.
I'm having a little emotion having you tell me about that because I don't want my monthly Netflix charge to go up.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, exactly. The one good piece of news from the market this week, the inflation number is a little bit lower. So that is good. Still some more to do on that. But anyway, that's your stock market update for that. And that's encouraging news for consumers, right? We're all kind of in this together in a certain way. So anyway, so we'll keep you posted on that. And then obviously, as you mentioned, we're going to talk the business of sports too, because that is big business, right? And Kat will hopefully share with us like the business of comedy. These are all, you know, everybody's out there doing things, right? And all those things require some element of planning and forecasting and expense control and all of those things. So
especially if you're trying to get free parking. And that takes us to the break.
Yeah, we're almost there. In fact, the other thing I wanted to mention before the break is a couple of the big things coming up next week on the show. We've got a great show next week. Howard Dinneroff will be here. He is the director.
Oh, Hall of Excellence.
That's who he is.
Over at Fountain Blue.
Over at Fountain Blue.
I'm really excited for that conversation.
Yeah. That's going to be good. And also,
you know why?
Because
he's very close to Tom Brady.
Yes, he is.
Because Tom Brady, I admire Tom.
Seven Super Bowl.
Yes, seven Super Bowl rings.
That's a lot of rings. So Howard's going to join us next week on the show right here at 1 o'clock on 8:40 a.m. And also next week, we'll also have the executive director of Film Nevada, Kim Spurgeon.
Ooh, cool.
What are they going to film in Nevada? What have they been filming in Nevada? You mentioned a show a couple of weeks ago called Lucky.
I did.
That was filmed here too.
Yeah, Lucky actually just premiered on Apple TV. Speaking of streaming, on Apple TV on Wednesday. A very female-led production. Reese Witherspoon actually.
She does everything. She's either in it or she's producing it.
I'm telling you, she is becoming quite a powerhouse.
Yeah.
But Anya Taylor-Joy, if you know, she was the star of Queen's Gambit. And she is just such an extraordinary, talk about someone who kind of has it all, like the looks, the talent, the charisma.
Yeah.
She has it, so it's no doubt that she is on her way to becoming an even bigger star than she is.
Well,
but yes, Lucky, and I just want to give a shout out to one of my favorite shows that did film quite a bit here in Las Vegas, Hacks.
Oh, Hacks.
Yes, I'm certain Kim is going to mention Hacks.
Okay, terrific. So we'll see. So that's all next week, but right in front of us, we want to get started on today's show as well. I'm thrilled to have you guys along here on this edition of the Vegas Business Report. We are live at the NBA Summer League at the Thomas and Mack.
Now is it time for a break, Jeff?
Now it's time for a break. We will take a break when we come back. Kat C. will be joining us live right here in studio as we continue live after these important messages on the Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And we are so excited to be broadcasting live from the NBA Summer League. Studio A is treating us so well, as are our amazing crew. Thank you to everyone who is helping us make this broadcast happen this morning. Not to mention our engineer, Trent, who has traveled with us. So whether we're in studio or we're here, Trent Ogle is the guy who's hooking it up, Jeff, right?
Yeah, thrilled to be here live. And, you know, if you want to follow us on Instagram,
definitely do that.
At VegasBusinessReport.com or LinkedIn. We put up some content on LinkedIn, too. A lot going on there. But I want to get to our next guest because we don't always get celebrities on the show.
I know.
Right?
This is kind
but
of
we
a
have
treat
one today.
Today.
Our next guest is really a rising star in the stand-up comedy world. She has a growing list of sold-out performances and a knack for, I guess, like turning awkward moments in life a little bit into laughs, an unforgettable laugh. So she is here right now. Let's meet her.
I'm telling you, Kat C. is joining us in between shows. She had two shows last night at Jimmy Kimmel. Two more shows tonight. So we are just so thrilled. Kat, one of my most exciting honors that you've had, one of the things besides selling out shows in LA and Vegas, is that you won first place at Jeff Ross's roast battle at the Comedy Store.
Yes. Oh my gosh, as a comedian, like when we just started doing shows at a time, I was like, I want to do roast because not every comedian like roast because roast is about like a punchline, one night. It's different writing style from like stand-up comedy, but it's kind of offensive as well. Like,
I mean, roasts are offensive, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, some people like it or some people don't like it. It's like when I was just starting doing stand-up comedy back then, I was like, hey, I want to write roast jokes. And the best place is like Jeff Ross Roast Battle, the comedy store. So I actually won two battles. Yeah. But it's like the different writing style, like total different writing style. I love it.
So Kat was on stage actually roasting someone last night at Jimmy Kimmel as well. Yeah. Who did you roast last night?
Ooh, if you guys like the show 90 Day Fiancé, I know this show is also kind of controversial as well, but they have a huge fan base. So the star of the show, Tom Brooks, he's a British guy, married an American woman. So he's one of the star of the show. So we roasted him. And because British people has a great sense of humor as well. Because before the show, I kind of go over the jokes. I think it's very offensive. He's like, you can never offend English man. I'm like, yes, go hard on that. So he's taking well.
He could handle it?
He could handle it.
It's 90 Day Fiancé. Have you heard of that show?
I've heard of it. Yeah. I have not seen it, but it sounds interesting. JJ was talking at the top of the show during the intro, Kat, about the business of comedy, right? So one of the things I've always admired about comedians is when they go to work or they travel for work, all they have is like their notes. They don't have to have like a ton of luggage. There's not a lot of equipment. You are kind of the whole act, right? So from a business standpoint, how did you get into stand-up comedy, and how do you make this work for you as a business?
Show business, right?
Show business.
Yes. I always saying, like, on stage, that time, that's one person time you get to have fun. Cause that's all the, like, craft. You finally get it to showcase, like, the jokes. But I would say 90% of business part of, like, you know, people don't know the grinding behind it. Or, like, when you're on stage, it's like that's a fun time. You get to have fun. Obviously, writing jokes is not easy either. But the business part, I feel like people kind of asking, hey, stand-up comedians, are you guys just go on stage having fun? I'm like, no.
There's a lot of prep, right?
Yeah, prep. 90% of prep besides writing the jokes, besides, you know, performing. But it's like you are like your own business owner. You run your own business. Stand-up comedian, you write alone, perform alone. People says this is most lonely sports ever a lot of times. And then, of course, you get to work with other comedians. But, like, it's very lonely sports. I miss part of, like, doing improv because I came from improv background. Mm. It's about you work with other people. And I came from, like, comedy writing. That's how I started doing stand-up comedy because I was writing comedy series, TV series stuff. And the most of my classmates and my teachers at improv school, they are all stand-up comedians. Like, most stand-up comedians came from comedy writing because you have to write your own jokes. And then in order to become a successful comedian, you have to be a great writer first. No, actually, business person first. Because nowadays, but you got to sell out of the show. If you don't sell the show, nobody cares. Yeah.
Can we talk about that? So what might be a typical deal that you make with a comedy club? I know that you play comedy clubs like the Ice House, the Comedy Store, all over L.A. L.A. being, you know, obviously just a hotbed for comedy clubs. What is the, it's not just that you show up and they give you a paycheck. And who's responsible for promoting? Like, what is the deal typically?
Okay, to give you guys a real insight of, like, comedy business, by the end of the day, it's comedian yourself. Because, you know, it's very competitive. Like, thousands of comedians want to get on the main stage, like Ice House, Jimmy Kimmel. But by the end of the day, it's comedian yourself. You got to run this business. Besides being a great artist, you got to sell out of the show. And then, I mean, club will have you, but if you don't sell out of the show, you could have got canceled any minute. Because a club got to make money as well.
So you feel like you're responsible for filling the room?
Oh, yeah.
When you do
a
show?
Absolutely.
And how do you do that? Is it, I know you have an Instagram profile and the social media, and that's how you get it out there. But again, you're playing like the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club at The Link. That's a very well-known venue here in Las Vegas, right? It's not like join us at the Barn in Tulsa, right? So that helps a little bit because people want to see a good comedian in a good venue, right? Mm-hmm. So do you kind of promote that through socials, postcards? How do you market it from a business standpoint?
Yeah, I think like in the old times, I was talking to some older comedian. I remember a couple years ago, I performed with Daryl Hammill. He was on SNL. He played the President Clinton. He was like, back in our old times, in order to become successful comedian, you gotta be on SNL. You gotta be a serious regular on TV, right? Then you are well-known household names, and then that's how you sell out of the show. But he said, you kids nowadays, you're just gonna be getting millions of followers on TikTok. You're gonna go on tour, sell out of the show. I think because the time has changed. Nowadays, people are on their phone a lot. So like, you know, how many people still have cable at home?
What is cable?
Yeah, what is cable, right? Kids don't know.
I've heard of it.
Like Gen Z kids don't know. Everyone's on their phone. Even like the older people, they even watch YouTube video. Like even for those late night show, people will just go on YouTube to watch one segment. They don't have to watch the whole show anymore. So I think there's so much content out there. I think it's also like, you know, as society progress to this kind of like phone stage and the social media stage, even like all the TV series you can watch on YouTube.
So you've really harnessed that, obviously, in your career with your TikTok and your Instagram as well, for sure. You also produced your own comedy special. And I have another good friend in town who has produced his own comedy special. Is that kind of a certain pillar that you want to reach as a stand-up comic these days?
Yeah, I think nowadays, lots of comedians, you can produce your own special, and then you send out to a distributor. So like, I actually had my first special. He actually filmed here at Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club.
Nice.
So at the time, I do have a producer got involved. So they're like, okay, we're going to produce your special. We're going to just take a chance on you. And then, so after we filmed, and then we kind of send out to the distributor, they're like, okay, we're going to take a look at your special. I didn't even expect they're going to pick up the special because it's my first one. I wasn't like quite, you know, sure I was ready. I don't like that jokes like right now, right? Because comedian, you're constantly writing new jokes, but they're like, oh, we loved it. So then they picked it up. And then they put it on Apple TV. Right now it's streaming on Apple TV and Amazon Prime.
Congrats.
So people can look on Apple TV or Amazon Prime and they can find Cat C.
Yeah,
and they can watch your special today, right now?
Yeah, right now.
I could do it during the break.
Yeah, during the break. So
okay.
It started streaming last December, came out. It's called The Perfect Chinglish.
Okay. And what is it about? What's the theme?
Perfect Chinglish.
Basically, because I just write my first special based on my own identity being a Chinese American. So lots of jokes about like immigrant parents, and then Perfect Chinglish is about one of my joke is about people saying, oh, Kat, you have accent. I'm like, I do not have accent. I speak a perfect Chinglish. That's one with a punchline. So then kind of opened up the whole special. That's why this special called Perfect Chinglish. In fact, right now I'm doing those tours. I'm working on the jokes for my second special called Life is a Party. So it's going to be like new material, completely different storytelling as well. Yeah.
There's other things that you've been involved in too that really connect you with probably that younger generation. I'll just say like a certain video game, NBA 2K. So tell us about
That's
your involvement
a big video
in that
game.
And what you were doing actually earlier in the week here with the Summer League with that game.
Yeah, because I'm featured in the game as an in-game like influencer, social media personality, in-game as an in-game avatar as well. So,
wow.
Like, my character is like kind of like a commenting the game. So, like the called My Career, it's an in-game mode. It's kind of like JJ and Jeff. You guys are media personality, right?
JJ is, yeah.
Jeff.
I'm just here.
Well, it sounds like maybe you're playing like a Tony Cordasco kind of person.
Maybe.
In this. You're a commentator?
Yeah.
A little bit?
I comment the game.
There you go.
Yeah, and the people play the game. They get to say me in the game. Like my social is there. I will comment the game. Sometimes the game is good. I will say good thing about a game. If the game is not going well, I'll smack talk down the other games as well. So it's just like an in-game kind of commentator. And the personality, social media influencer.
But so many people play that game.
Oh, my gosh. That's like one of the number one games,
it
as
is.
Far as I know. And you're in that. So that's something to look for, too. And before we lose you today, I want to talk about your shows tonight. Because, JJ, you said those are tonight. I don't know what time it is. It's at the Link, right, which is where the Jimmy Kimmel Club is right here in town, right?
Yeah. So tonight I have two more shows, 7:30 p.m. show and 9:30 p.m. shows. We always like do two shows back to back, 90 minutes show.
Woo.
Yeah, so it is exhausting. Yeah, but it is fun. Last night we had amazing shows as well, like almost 400 people there, two shows.
Cause, wow.
It's about 350 seats, and Jimmy Kimmel, it's a huge, beautiful venue.
It's a beautiful club.
It's beautiful club.
Can people get tickets there tonight?
Yeah, they can get on the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club website, and also tickets is on Ticketmaster.
Oh, yeah. Ticketmaster. Oh, that's easy.
Do you know what I love about Kat? Whenever she goes to do shows, she brings her dog with her. Tell us about your
dog.
Where
is the dog?
What is your dog? Yeah, why isn't the dog here today? What is your dog's name?
I have two dogs. I have a Chihuahua. Her name is Coco. Another Pomeranian Chanel. Coco Chanel.
Oh, jeez.
You're it's fancy.
She's
girl.
Smart.
It's too LA. Because when we got our second dog, her name is also Coco. I'm like, okay, I already have a dog named Coco. I don't want to change your identity. I just going to call you Coco Chanel to combine your name together.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I love it. So here's my to-do list, KJ. Number one, I'm going to look on Amazon Prime and Apple TV and watch the Kat C comedy special. I'm very much looking forward
perfect
to that.
Perfect Chinglish.
Right? Yep. And people can follow you on Instagram as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's shout out her Instagram. She's such a fun follow on social media, at Kat. The official, that's C-A-T-C-E official. And we can follow you there. And I know you love Vegas a lot. Really quick before we go, what is your favorite restaurant to go to when you're visiting Las Vegas? Because you're here all the time from LA.
Oh my gosh. There are so many great restaurants in Vegas. I feel like Vegas is kind of like LA right now. It's so diverse. So there is one restaurant in Chinatown. It's called Gayu Social. And then they have like kind of private dining, like Japanese style, but they also have a cafe next door. It's owned by the same owner called Cafe Malay. They have like beautiful desserts. It's like most viral desserts. Oh, next time I will take you guys there.
So. Yes, okay. Would you? We have so many amazing spots on Spring Mountain, so thank you for shouting them out.
Awesome.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for being here, Kat.
Thank you for having me.
The show is tonight, two shows tonight at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club at The Link, 7:30 and 9:30. You can get tickets there or on Ticketmaster. Our thanks to Kat C for being here with us on the show. We'll take a break. Our next guest coming up in just a minute, that is Tony Cordasco. So a lot going on this live edition of the Vegas Business Report.
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And we are back to the business at hand, and the business is our next guest. We are so excited to be broadcasting live from Studio A at the NBA Summer League. Well, you heard it in the intro, and I will just tell you, this lovely portion of our show is brought to us by our friends at Reliable Environmental Services. Precision, speed, and accountability for your business. Call 702-418-9247, and they will give you a free estimate. Hey, and if you missed any part of the show, maybe you want to go back again and listen to that great nugget that Jeff dropped during the show. You can download the Odyssey app. It's a little orange app there in your app store. You can listen or go to VegasBusinessReport.com. That's our website. And don't be afraid to follow us on LinkedIn or Instagram either. Right,
Jeff? That's also free. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You can't beat that. That's what I love about over-the-air radio. It's completely free. So talking about business on this edition of the Vegas Business Report, JJ, we were talking during the week about sports as being big business. And it is. We've had AAA baseball in Las Vegas forever, right? And we love that. But in
Aviators.
And the 52s and all those guys. 2017, the Golden Knights were Vegas born. Then the Aces came to town, WNBA. They've had a lot of success. Then the Raiders, Major League Baseball coming in 2028 with the A's. And so maybe pro basketball is next. But we want to find out more about the business side of Las Vegas sports, because what it means to the town. So our next guest is Tony Cordasco. He joins us here live on the set. He is widely recognized for his extensive coverage of sports teams throughout Southern Nevada for a long time. He's also the host of Sports Beat every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on 101.5 FM KDON. And let's talk about the business of sports. And Tony, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. We're here at NBA Summer League. So let's start with the NBA, right? A lot of talk about NBA in Las Vegas. We've never had it. What is your read on that?
It's coming, and it's coming fast and furious. And by the end of this year, we should know that we have an NBA franchise, an expansion franchise. I did have an opportunity to go to the presser with Adam Silver, the commissioner, this past week, and he said he was excited with all the bids that are coming in, and there are more on the way. So a number of these people that are putting these companies and businesses and conglomerations, they're all putting in bids right now, but there's also more that didn't want to go public with it. So right now, I mean, as it stands, Jerry Colangelo and his group, he's talking about an $8 billion with a B bid, wow. Right? I'm just going to hand it over to him. You know, he has a, they have an organized plan. They have an arena that they say that they're working with, what have you. Bob Iger from Disney is another big name that's out there. Bill Foley, of course, of the Golden Knights. And Magic Johnson, those are pretty much the ones that we know of. But Adam Silver said, hey, there are a number of other bids that did not go public. And so right now, bankers are assessing everything. What's your business plan? How much money are you going to give us, hand over to us? And then also they want to know what the plan is for how they're going to present the team here. It's Las Vegas, and you better make it a show. So I think it's terrific. I'm getting chills just thinking about an NBA team coming here.
Well, and what does that mean to the economy? Because it's big. You're talking about the numbers, Tony, right? It's a franchise fee, and someone's got to build a court, and where do they play? But what about for the local economy? What would that mean for Vegas?
More jobs. I mean, you look at the A's site right now, there's 5,300 employees out there.
Wow.
That are working pretty much almost around the clock. They will accelerate it as they get closer to opening day. But again, it starts with construction jobs, front office jobs. I mean, Bill Foley here with Foley Entertainment, he has, of course, the Golden Knights and the Silver Knights here in this city, and he employs maybe 400 or 500 people. So again, it starts with jobs,
okay.
Construction. They have, like, there's going to be maybe two or three more arenas, I think, when everything shakes out here. And, like, just wherever there's a hole in the ground on the strip, you need to build it right there. And I think the perfect place, I know that you were going to ask me.
I was going to ask you. Yes, okay. I'm down, because I have an opinion about this, too. What do you think the perfect spot for a new arena is for the NBA?
I've been here for decades now, as you can tell. So my place, for years and years, we always talk about, oh, how are we going to get people to go to the northern end of the strip? Resorts World has a big clump. They have all sorts of land there on that property.
Right next to it, right?
It's right there.
Yeah.
Just build it there.
Yes.
And it helps out the northern part of the strip, the Fountain Blue. They're also talking perhaps about going across from the Fountain Blue, in that it is a hole in the ground. It's been there now for a few years between the Sahara and the Fountain Blue. It's an eyesore because there's nothing there. Built something there. But also, I just think that's the right property. What do you guys think, JJ?
I mean, it'd be such a boost for the convention center as well. And then you have, you know, the underground Tesla network. And I would really be excited, actually, to see it on a more northern spot on the strip.
Especially,
and I agree.
Because the
now
A's
all of a sudden,
are on the other end, right?
So yeah.
You can't have everything down on
the We don't want all the traffic in one area.
Right. Split it up.
Selfishly, that's exactly what I'm thinking. So it's so exciting to touch on basketball. Thank you for sharing what your predictions are for this. And let's shift back to baseball. Gosh, Jeff and I both love baseball. You
love baseball.
Played a lot of baseball. Yeah. And I grew up around
I played
a lot of
wiffle ball. Played wiffle ball.
Did you really? Well, in Jersey, you got to you don't knock out anyone's window.
Most sportscasters don't play sports. And the photo that you have on my bio is from 94, I think.
That's where we got it.
That's
we were
it.
Looking for something
yeah,
around
no paparazzi usually.
But
no,
let's
that's
talk
just
about,
a few years
let's
ago.
Let's talk about baseball.
Ago.
You're even more handsome now. So talk about baseball.
Okay.
So Jeff had mentioned that we've had baseball. We've had our AAA team, mm-hmm. Our Aviators. And
the
51s
were before my time. So excuse me.
Stars. You remember the Las Vegas Stars?
There you go. I suspect that the momentum is going to be just absolutely incredible. But give us an idea of what we have in store during that first season of the Athletics.
The crazy thing is, so I went to the groundbreaking. That was a year ago only. When you look at all the progress of that project, it's ridiculous. Nobody builds like Las Vegas. But there were so many naysayers at the groundbreaking where people just kept going, this is never going to be built. They're not going to build a stadium. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now. I'll bet you right now. Like, there were more negative people there than would say. I'm like, no, this is Las Vegas. It's not going to fail. Major League Baseball, they did away with the relocation fees. Mm. So they didn't have to pay for that. And then here we helped to subsidize it with some tax breaks and bonds and over $200 million.
I'm sorry, but that's a California mentality, because they have just seen that team and that whole organization suffer so badly in that horrible stadium.
Right.
And they're carrying it to here. Guess what? You're in Vegas now. We're
It's going to be huge. It's going to be really big. And what people, I don't think, outside of here, what they don't understand is a venue like the A Stadium, it's another convention center. Like, when they built Allegiant, people were like, oh, we're not going to sink $750 million in taxpayer money into this project. What are we doing here?
That's exactly what they said.
That place is so busy.
It's cash cow.
Overflowing with already they've made $1.1
billion. Wow.
That's how much money they've made at Allegiant Stadium. And already the Athletics are saying, we've had people, the UFC's come through here. They want to do events, concerts, conventions, on and on. 30,000-seat venue, that's the perfect size, right, too. Another cool thing that they did, have you guys driven past there with the graffiti project?
I heard of it.
Yeah. So
I haven't seen it.
So it's pretty cool. So they hired graffiti artists, street artists, to go out there and paint murals on the fence line. So when you're driving by, it's not just like
blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stadium going up here. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Okay. You ready for the lightning round?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you go. Lightning round, Raiders, NHL, UNLV. Let's hit Tony.
Yes, yes, and yes. What does that mean? What are the questions?
What about the Raiders? So it's almost football season.
New
quarterback. I don't know if he's going to start or not, but camp is around the corner.
Ten days away.
Fernando Mendoza, new quarterback of the Raiders.
So exciting.
Love him. One of my friends interviewed him from the media, and he said, this guy's hands are absolutely huge. He's like 6'4". He's 6'4", and he's big.
Yeah.
He's a big guy like Tom Brady, like your favorite, your fave, Tom Brady. I think they're going to do very well. They've got, again, the rebuilt offensive line. But I think they're going to be a little bit of a surprise.
Okay.
Better coaching, better organization.
Thank you for that. I am excited for Mendoza. UNLV football under Coach Dan Mullen.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I went to conference media days this week, and it's exciting. And Coach actually took my questions, which is always refreshing. But it's about finishing this year. So the last 3 years, the UNLV football Rebels have come up short. They lost in the championship game. It's about finishing this season. And there's some new faces. They're going to have three new teams, and they've reorganized this conference now because there are defectors that went to the Pac-12, and now you have North Dakota State, which I believe they've won 10 of the last 22 seasons, the national championship at a lower division, right? And then you have Texas El Paso, and you have Northern Illinois, and again, it's going to be exciting, and they open up at home August the 29th. It's going to be a fun season. They take on Memphis nationally on Fox Network TV.
Wow.
Not just like Fox Sports, or FS1 or 2 or 10.
Big Fox. And then in the last 30 seconds, Tony, NHL, right?
Yeah.
So new coach for the Golden Knights, right? They did great last year, swapped out coaches, et cetera, et cetera. We know that story. But in 30 seconds, what about the Golden Knights under Ryan Smith?
Well, they still have some spots there that are a little shaky. I think there's still some holes. The schedule came out this week. I think it's conducive to an early start, a quick start for this team. They're going to need that. And you're talking about, so this is the 10th year, 10th season.
Amazing.
5 Pacific Division championships, 3 trips to the Stanley Cup Final, and 1 Stanley Cup. And
Not bad.
Unbelievable. Oh, WNBA real fast.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How about the Aces? Success of your Aces?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're terrific. They're fun, but they need to be more consistent, and they need to rebound, and they need to play with a little bit more grit. But how about Mark Davis? He invested $2 million. He bought that team for $2 million.
Wow.
And it's worth about $300 million right now. $310 million was the last number I saw, and soaring.
I want to shout him out as well. The last game I was at, he was absolutely there. He was back in the back room getting a hot dog during the break. He's there watching the game.
He loves the sport. His dad took him to his dad's favorite team. Al Davis loved the University of Connecticut women's basketball. So as a kid, he would take him to UConn games, and he just fell in love with women's basketball.
Very successful. Tony, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
Tony
for
Carrasco,
having me.
Tony.
The Dean of Las Vegas Sports. We'll take a break. Tony. We'll come right back with more Vegas Business Report after these words.
That's my new...
Welcome back to the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Now, back to the business at hand.
And we are back to the business at hand. And the business right now is, it's time for our reliable tip. We have Ben McKee here from Reliable Environmental Services, here today to talk about emotional intelligence. So Ben, the way Jeff and I understand it is that the modern style of leadership is less like I'm in charge, do what I say. And it's a little bit more about leading with emotional intelligence. And we're shortening this to EQ. And it has to do with controlling your own emotions. It also has to do with active listening. And it has to do with approaching people in a way that is the most effective. So please share with me your thoughts on emotional intelligence and how it applies to you at Environmental Services, Reliable Environmental Services.
So emotional intelligence, EQ, is fascinating. If you are in any bit of leadership, a parent, manager, business owner, whatever it is, if you want to drive change in your organization, you got to have some emotional intelligence. And the greatest thing that I've found about it personally is it's something that you can improve upon every day. It's not, you're not just born with it. It's something you can gain this skill set. I memorized, I came up with this thing called ARMS or ARMES. It's ARMES. Self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skill. That social skill, once you kind of get to that point, you can actually start influencing decisions that other people are making, hopefully for the best. Don't abuse the power. And it allows you to first look at yourself and be self-reflective of, you know, how am I feeling personally? Am I mad? Am I upset? Am I tired? And how does that start affect like how I interact with other human beings? I'm sure we can all relate to that. Once you get into regulation, you can start to control these emotions individually. And motivation is figuring out what exactly are you doing, what's driving your decisions. And then obviously empathy is understanding other people's emotional makeup. And once you are able to tap into the skill set, you can start to help other people basically follow the institution that you're leading.
So from a reliable tips standpoint, how do you harness this within a company? Do you bring in a trainer? Is this something that you read up on? How do you work with your people, managers, middle managers, at any level at Reliable Environmental Services, so they're doing this, they're managing and running the company in this way?
It's, you know, for me personally, we just talk about it in our management meetings. You know, if the management, if the leadership is exercising this, practicing it, it infiltrates the entire organization.
All right. Well, more on that to come in future episodes for sure. We want to thank you, Ben, for stopping by to talk a little bit about emotional intelligence. We will try to develop it here, JJ.
We are definitely looking to improve every single day. And we also want to thank you, Ben, for being the executive producer here on the show. Broadcasting live from NBA Summer League has been a thrill. We have some people we'd like to thank.
Yeah, we definitely want to thank everybody here. Today's show produced by Allison Polkenhorn, mixed by Trent Ogle. Our thanks to Tony Cordasco and Kat C for coming by here. And special thanks to the entire Hall Pass media team here at the NBA Summer League. Shout out to Albert Hall, Jackson Weber, Warren Laguerre, Ashton Cooper, Courchant and Kyle Conway for really, and Michael as well, for really putting this thing together for us here. And that's going to do it for JJ Snyder. I'm Jeff Nathanson. Have a great Saturday. That's it for this edition of the Vegas Business Report.
This has been the Vegas Business Report, powered by Reliable Environmental Services. Today's show was produced by Monarch CX. To visit the official show website, go to VegasBusinessReport.com.